Way out. There's no shortcut home. Ooh, I love playoff football.
Oh, we're back. It is playoff football. Jason Avant in with us for the hour on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. All right, Sirianni's going to come up at the top of the hour. We'll have his press conference. Lot to get to here with Jason. All right, we'll get to the full playoff picture. And we need Jason's thoughts on Hugh Douglas throwing his hat in the ring for the Atlanta Falcons head coach job. We'll get to that. But, Jason, we're still not sure if Lane Johnson's coming back this weekend. I think a lot of people assume he is. Sirianni was vague yesterday morning on the morning show. They're going to have practice today. We'll get a practice report. How big of a deal is it? I mean, when I say that, normally it's a big deal. He didn't play much down the stretch of the season. He wasn't playing his best before that. Do they need him on Sunday? And if he's out there at like 50-60%, is that good enough?
You know what? This is an injury that was an automatic out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, when you had a foot injury,
Liz Frank,
when you had a foot injury in this one, you were out for the season automatically. Now Lane is saying, I can come back based on what the doctor's reports may be, but I'm not anticipating Lane because I know multiple guys have had Liz Franks in week two and they were out for the season. So if anything that he can give us may be a bonus, but I'm not anticipating or expecting. And can this team win the game without Lane? I believe that they can. Are they going to have to be more disciplined, less penalties, capitalize when teams make mistakes? Yes. Are they going to have to run to the left side a little bit more? Yeah. And teams know that as well. So they just have to be more perfect, and they won't have the same success running the ball.
The other injury, and it sounds like we're more sure on that, Hugh, is the Kobe Dean, right? Vic Fangio said he's going to play yesterday. How about that one? Because it's a hamstring, so let's hope he gets perfectly through the game. But we know hamstrings, you can re-aggravate them. If he is not out there every snap, what's the difference between him and Jihad? I mean, I like Jihad's future, and he's shown some good stuff this year. I'd be concerned with Shanahan against a rookie linebacker getting him, confused out there. Like I hope we got N'Kobe on Sunday.
Yeah, N'Kobe is the reason our rush defense is the way that it is. His ability to blitz and bring the noise to any running back in protection, and or lineman at times. So, and his ability to diagnose what's going on is so much faster than Jihad's. Mm. You can look at him side by side in the play and you can see, N'Kobe react way before Jihad. And that's, experience and, being in this type of a system with the guys up front in Georgia, right? So I think that's a really, really, we want N'Kobe to stay in this game and be healthy because you're going to be challenged down the field with Kittle. You're going to be challenged with Juszczyk. You're going to be challenged with these guys. And yes, a young player against this offensive coordinator is not what we want.
Yeah, can't have that. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Jeremiah Trotter did a really, really good job.
He was good.
He was good this past game. Extremely good. Not just, he was really, really good at getting off blocks and diagnosing plays.
Yeah. It's as deep as they've been an inside linebacker. Yeah. I can ever remember. All right, let's go to the phones, and then let's unpack the rest of the postseason field, including the NFC, how Jason sees it starting this weekend. Let's talk to Sean in Newark up on WIP. What's up, Sean?
How you doing, Joe?
Good, Sean. What's up?
I wanted to chime in on your teacher lesson giving grades.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by Kyle everything I'm saying is spin, but I wanted to point out that in your own...
That's what you said.
You said something about some spin.
Go ahead. All right. If anyone missed it, so we were discussing Hurts. Do we expect Hurts to play better in the postseason than the regular season? And I went through the 9 playoff games he played, and I gave him grades for the 9 he's played so far. All right. Now you're up, Sean.
All right. In your own grading system,
Sean, turn your radio down there, homeboy.
Sorry. It's off. You're saying that Hurts. You're trying to show that he doesn't actually do better under pressure, like in the playoffs.
That's not what I said.
That's not the premise.
What I said was he's played 9 playoff games, and I think there's been 3 outstanding ones, and I'd say 3 or 4 not very good ones. So that's just how I viewed the 9 playoff games.
What's the point that you're trying to make by saying that?
Well, because I think it's a reflexive thing. We just say he's automatically better in the playoffs when I think it's been some great, some not great, and that's kind of the way he is in the regular season. So I'm not just automatically saying Sunday he's going to be great because it's the playoffs, because that's not really what's happened around here.
What I'm saying is that you're misquoting what I think people are saying about Jalen, his supporters. They're saying that he performs better when the stakes are higher and when the lights are brighter. Under your own stats, he had his four greatest playoff games in the two NFC championships and in the two Super Bowls.
Well, not true. It's three, because the Niners championship game at 22, it wasn't a great game, right? Purdy got hurt. They ran the ball. I agree with you. The Commanders game and the two Super Bowls, yes.
The quarterback got hurt. That's Hurts' fault.
No, but did he play great in that game? Did he play great against the Niners in the 2022 postseason game? He didn't.
Mark, I'm singling it out a single game. You're trying to make a generality about his career.
No.
Now you're trying to parse the game out to distract the point I'm trying to make.
I'm trying to make sure we're on the same page. You said his four biggest games have been the four most important games. And I said, it's been three of those four. Isn't that just fair, Sean?
So what point? Jalen Hurts doesn't get better under pressure. He had his worst games when he was a rookie his first year. But let's go to another stat. Okay. Tom Brady, most quarterbacks.
You didn't do a good job of explaining that one.
Tom Brady gets worse in the playoffs. Peyton Manning got worse in the playoffs. You can go through a whole list of some of the greatest quarterbacks.
You're trying to tell me Tom Brady was worse in the playoffs, Sean. What are you talking about?
Quarterback rating was 90 in the playoffs, and it was 97 in the regular season for his career. That is a fact.
Okay.
It is a fact.
Sure.
Peyton Manning's rating went down 7 points. But you're saying because Jalen Hurts' rating stays the same, he's got the same, doesn't really change much in the playoffs. He just got the same.
Yeah, he didn't hit you with
Tom
the fake
Brady,
voice, too.
Manning, some of the greatest quarterbacks in history do worse during the playoffs because the competition is better. So their rating goes down. They have an artificially high rating in the regular season because the competition is worse. They're playing a lot of crappy teams. Mm. In the playoffs, their focus is winning the game. So, yes, their rating might go down, but they win the game. Tom Brady's a winner. That's exactly what Hurts is doing. And he's going to take care of it this weekend because he'll run when he needs to run. He'll make the decisions he needs to make.
Mad,
and his rating
Joe.
Might be exactly what it is. But, again, to sit there and say because his rating stays the same, that shows that he really isn't a playoff quarterback.
No. I never said he's not a playoff quarterback. What it is there's a sense that he's just automatically going to be better in the playoffs.
This is why I hate having these conversations.
Also, you're factoring in his rookie season when he had his worst possible
It wasn't his rookie season. It was his second year. It was his second season in the NFL. It wasn't his rookie season.
Falling apart because he had his worst possible offensive coordinator.
Nobody listens to what's being – nobody ever listens to what's being said.
With competent personnel, he's had his best seasons. When he's equipped with morons that have never coached offense before, that's when he's had his two worst seasons.
Hold on. Steichen's not a moron.
The Eagles had the highest paid offense in the history of football, and two different times, if they're going to a Super Bowl, they turned that offense over to somebody that never did the job before, and each time it blew up in their face. That's what the real problem is.
Hold on. So based on your logic, it's going to blow up in their face, and he's not going to play well because Petullo's a moron.
That and the fact the offensive line's injured.
I'm glad you're already making the excuse for the guy before the game has started.
With coping, and they're doing better with coping.
I'm just trying to figure out your logic. So you tell me that it's bad because of Petullo, but he's going to play. He's going to play better on Sunday, even though Petullo's there.
Kind of what he said.
He will play better because that's what he does. But Petullo could still screw it up for him.
So let's finish on this. If he doesn't play well, it's Petullo's fault. If he does, it's because he plays well in the playoffs.
No, if Petullo has a crappy game and it's Petullo's fault, then it's Petullo's fault.
How do you know? Was the Chargers game Petullo's fault?
It's easy to know whether Hurts had a good game or not.
Right.
You don't need to punch out some.
I don't even know what y'all arguing about.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out the logic here.
You pull out one game somewhere out of your butt, and then you try to say that that's
you pull one.
There's only nine playoff games he's played. Like, you're talking about, like, there's not 100 of them.
Pressure games when he's equipped with competent people, he's done great. The only time he's had a bad game was his rookie first time ever.
Well, that's true. That's not true. So you're telling me the 2023 playoff game in Tampa was great?
No, he had his worst coordinator ever. That was his worst coordinator.
I got it.
He played great last year versus the Rams?
That what he said? He said only had one.
The first couple games when he came back from his concussion, he still stunk because he was coming back from a concussion.
So, Sean, I got it. So the bad ones are the coordinator or excuses. The good ones are because he's great. I'm glad we figured it out.
Did we figure it out, though?
I think we did.
And he plays better under high-pressure games, mm-hmm. and every regular season his performance has been directly proportional to the quality of his coordinators. But he does play better in the playoffs, and his stats don't go down, unlike Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Right, because he's better than those guys.
playoffs.
Yeah. So, Sean, I expect on Monday, if he plays well, you could be the first caller Monday that says, I told you so. And if he plays poorly, you could be the first caller that says, Petullo's fault.
I'm telling you, I told you so.
Okay.
If he's going to run a lot, because he's going to open up now that he's healthy. He did the Embiid thing, which is basically bubble wrap for the year to get to the playoffs.
Well, don't,
now I'm helping.
Don't. I mean, the Embiid thing's not helping your argument, because then Embiid stinks in the playoffs. Sean, but no more. I can't.
You don't appreciate that. That was a lot.
Well, yeah. I just was trying to figure out his point.
You were very gracious right there.
Yeah, because Joe,
what do you got here?
It's hard to have, for me. It's hard to have conversations with a person when you jump to so many different topics that are not relevant to what you're actually talking about. Like, that's my biggest issue. When we started this conversation, we started it out, and you asked me, do I think Jalen's going to play a good game Sunday?
Well, do you expect Jalen to be better in the playoffs than he was in the regular season?
Yes, and I said yes.
It's just, and it's a fair thing.
And you brought stats. Now, you didn't parse out what the intangibles were in the moment. You just looked at the numbers and said what the stats
Before
were.
Before you came in, Jason, we went through his nine playoff games, right? Mm-hmm. And I graded each one, and I gave him three A's or A minuses, the two Super Bowls, and last year's championship game. I gave him an F in his first playoff game, and maybe I'm being hard. It was his first one, but whatever, he didn't play well. A D against Tampa 2 years ago, and then some Bs in there, just the other playoff games. And I said, he's played some great playoff games. He's played a couple not good ones and a few okay ones. Like, because everyone just keeps telling me, it's the playoffs, he'll be great. And I'm like, well, he's had all sorts of playoff games. And that's, Sean didn't like that.
Well, it's stats. You started to give people like the actual facts of it. And everyone can't handle it because everyone has their own presuppositions, what their mind is made up about, what their narrative could be. But this is the thing that everyone has to realize is that two things can be true
at the same time.
Always.
Two things can be true at the same time. Jalen, his stats may be the same or, you know, what have you, and he gets the credit. Because quarterbacks get the credit for wins.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the credit for wins. And he's played great in two Super Bowls and great in NFC Championship games. But he's had some games that hadn't been the best, but the team had figured out a way to win.
They're 6-3 in his playoff games. Yeah.
We go to that Rams game last year. If Jalen Carter does not beat, you know, the tackle in that moment and get a quarterback hit, there's a guy wide open for a game-winning touchdown. Those types of things occur.
I mean, he took 7 sacks and a safety in that game.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, before we say goodbye, let's talk about the playoffs as a whole. So, NFC, Seahawks the 1 seed, Bears the 2. Let's go to this weekend. Packers-Bears, it obviously affects the Eagles, Jason, in a big way, because if the Bears win, the Eagles would go to Chicago next week. If the Bears lose, the Eagles would play at home next week. Who do you think wins, Packers or Bears?
I'm going to go with the Packers.
Wow. And now I say wow just because it's 7-2, but the line on the game betting-wise, it's basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, so the reason I go is because I always say that young players, at some point, they burn you. And you have, you know, your Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. You have these guys that are an upstart. They're not used to this. The Packers, say what you want about them, they've been in the playoffs.
Yep.
And so they have that cachet there. They have that experience. And that experience is a bunch. It's a lot when it comes to these critical games, these critical moments. You got a young team that has a lot of pressure being in Chicago at home. And when the game's on the line, I think I trust Jordan Love in that situation that has experience. That's just me.
Okay. I'm going to assume you're going to pick the Rams over the Panthers?
Of course.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
Because the Panthers beat the Rams.
Just a few weeks ago.
But Bryce Young played out of his mind in that game.
You don't see that happening.
Made every throw in that game. I watched that game. Made every throw
in
that
game. And the Rams turned the ball over a lot in that game. Yeah. Okay. So assuming the Rams do win the game, what do you think would be more advantageous for the Eagles? Because I said yesterday, I know it's better to play at home. I'd rather go to Chicago next week and have the Rams go to Seattle, have those two teams knock each other out, and then the Eagles go play the Bears on the road, and then they play the winner of the Seattle and Rams game, rather than, if it played out the way you said, Jason, it would be Eagles-Rams here next week, mm-hmm. Packers at Seattle. What do you think would be better for the Eagles? If the Bears won and the Eagles went to Chicago, or the Packers won and that puts the Rams here next week?
I just don't think the Bears are a good matchup for us.
So you don't want to go to Chicago next week? Okay.
I just Ben Johnson-wise, when it comes to their ability to run the ball, their ability to – they got some guys that can uncover. Caleb's ability to extend plays is a little bit different from Matthew Stafford's, right? So I even though the Rams are definitely a nightmare matchup, yeah. I just think at Chicago with Ben Johnson against our deployment, the way we play defense, I just don't think it's a great matchup.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think the Eagles would be favored in Chicago, but you're right, it's a weird matchup, and we lost them already.
No, we didn't just lose them.
We got beat up.
We got beat up.
They should score 40 points.
I agree. We were lucky we were kind of in the game.
In the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And with still no answers, like offensively.
Right.
We still have no answers for it.
What do you think of the AFC? Because I don't know if I've ever seen a conference where I have less confidence of who I think is going to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, the number one seed is the Broncos, and they're obviously good, but Bo Nix is very up and down, right? Sometimes he looks good, sometimes he looks like garbage. Number two seed, Patriots. They have young team, excellent young quarterback. The Jaguars are three. Steelers are four. Texans, five. The Bills are the most accomplished team in terms of being in the playoffs a lot, but they're the sixth seed. And then the seventh seed, the Chargers, would have banged up offensive line. What do you think of the AFC?
This is tough. I think this is tough. Because Denver has been playing Cinderella for a long, long time.
They win a lot of close games.
They're a good team.
They found both of them.
They win a lot of close games. And you got Houston with that defense can beat anybody. Steelers, I don't trust the Steelers. This is tough.
You buy the Jaguars? Yesterday we had Ross Tucker on. He said the winner of Bills Jaguars, he thinks is going to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't buy the Jaguars.
I think I got some cheese on.
You buy the Pats? They had a weak schedule, but obviously the quarterback's playing at a high level.
He's a young dude, and so I don't trust young dudes in the playoffs.
I don't trust any of these teams.
I don't trust any young dude in the playoffs. But I will say this: that dude's a stud, though.
May, yeah,
Drake May's a stud. Ooh,
he's playing like an older cat.
No, like his ball placement is just unbelievable.
Ball placement is crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Pause. But yeah. Ball distribution.
Rhythmic ball
even,
play?
Hey, that's even crazier. Ball distribution.
So if you had a pick, AFC.
His accuracy is crazy.
Okay, who's in the Super Bowl? Who's there?
AFC pick.
Houston? Defense is good, no?
No.
It's Denver. Home field?
I'm going Buffalo.
It's a toss-up.
Because you just feel, don't you feel like because if Josh Allen don't get it done now, it'll
never happen.
All right, let's end with this, Jason. We do appreciate being in for the hour. I don't know if you heard a couple days ago, Hugh Douglas threw his hat in the ring to be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
ATL,
yo. So be honest with us. Would it work out? You can be honest.
Honest. I don't know. I think he'll do good. He'll do good.
Can't do no worse than you know what I mean. Can't do no worse than not having done it at all.
Listen. Defensive head coach.
Yeah. But he doesn't believe defense is a luxury. He thinks it's a luxury, not a necessity. Yeah,
if I go to Atlanta got a good defense, man. They had the most sacks in franchise history this year.
Just trying to view Hugh as a head coach without in being serious.
I know.
He's always joking.
Yeah, that's the problem. And not Twitter beefing.
Yeah.
Because I had Twitter beef last night. I had some Twitter beef.
Yeah,
head coaches can't Twitter beef.
I know,
Imagine Sirianni on Twitter with fans after a game.
I'm trying to do better, but I have been more creative in some of the curse words that I use. I don't use the actual word.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's head coach material right there.
Well, it's better
Arthur
than
Blank's
the actual curse word.
Ready to sign up for this right here.
So I don't say the B word anymore. I say female dog.
Awesome, man.
You know what I mean? So I'm a work in progress. Listen, this is not going to change overnight. But if they're willing to give me a shot, I am willing, to give it a go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you join his staff? Because he's putting together a staff.
Yeah, join the staff? I'm going to need a coach.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we
got
to go black, white, because we got to keep it diverse. So I got to go one. So I got to get a white coach. Well, I got Joe.
Strength and conditioning.
Yeah, strength and conditioning coach. So you'd be so I got Ike and Joe. So I can go black now. Okay, yeah, if you want the job. Then we got to hire another white guy.
The PR person for the Falcons, if you're the coach, needs to be paid 10 times what they're paid now.
You know what? I'm going to see. I'm going to poach some Eagles. I'm going to poach some Eagles staff. I'm going to see if I can get Bob Lane. Because I think Bob, because we could have a great working relationship.
He'd quit in a month.
No, he wouldn't. Yeah. He would.
With you?
He probably would.
Yeah.
He probably would. All right. I would probably
Hugh, we're all wishing the best for you. Jason, we appreciate you being in. All right. We have Nick Sirianni coming up next. This has been Whiteout Wednesday with Jason Avant, brought to you by the Walnut Street Smiles at Chestnut Dental Group Studio, part of the Doodat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason, appreciate you being in. Enjoy the game, and we'll have you in next week right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Every one of my Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook. Most sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just flat. But FanCash is the ultimate sports currency, and betting with Fanatics lets you stack FanCash. With Fanatics Sports, where you can get up to 10% FanCash back on your wages, win or lose. Use FanCash to unlock World of Fanatics with Profit Boost. That's they spelled it right today. Profit Boost. Profit Boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. The real value of the sports fandom. They also mentioned that they are giving away millions in FanCash this year with games like FanCash Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to the sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.